Thanks for being on WGN today.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, everyone. This is NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace and Fox Sports analyst. You are on the road with Dane and WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us now, we've got fan favorite driver, one of the most beloved personalities of NASCAR. You see him as part of the great NASCAR on Fox broadcast. You hear him on your favorite podcast. You see him and experience him racing dirt tracks around the country. And you can often find him taking in a game at Busch Stadium for his beloved St. Louis Cardinals. The one and only Kenny Wallace, welcome to WGN.
Well, thanks for having me on such a famous radio show. I'm honored to be on.
We're honored to have you. You know, sometimes you need a little levity. You need somebody to kind of brighten the mood a little bit. And you're definitely doing that as we get into fall. And I know we're going to talk a little bit of racing, a little bit of your thoughts on the playoffs as we're going to start eliminating people after this weekend at Dover. You know, you are, if that is even possible, you're equal parts baseball Kenny Wallace as you are racing Kenny Wallace. And I thought that was really, really cool of you. I saw that post where you were there. You and your wife were at the game while the Cubs clinched, and you stuck it out with the Cubs at Busch Stadium.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have to remember everything that the Cardinals have accomplished for so many years. And I am involved in competition all the time, my whole life. I've learned a lot of things about competition, and I'll never forget the gentleman that married me and my wife. His name was Father John, and he said, "Be careful, young man. Competition will kill you." And about 10 years later, I really thought about what he said, and I understand it. So it's true. Competition will take you down, and I have to learn how to, balance it. And so thankful, you know, for everything my Cardinals have done. You just can't bail on them because, you don't win. And, they've given us way more good than they have bad.
Oh, you've got to recognize that when you look at it, you know, the Cardinals. And I know nobody, well, maybe not nobody, but maybe they need you to give them, to be that voice of reason. But nobody in Cardinal Nation is feeling too bad. You've got all those world championships, one of the most iconic franchises in all of sports. And granted, there's a little bit of a rivalry, but it's only a rivalry when, you know, just in the last X amount of years, the Cubs have been starting to get better and better. I saw, too, is, you know, one of the comments that you had with one of your fans, too. You're talking about bringing up Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa, one of the most successful managers of all time, and you brought up Theo, and I think that's kind of where it starts, right? Is it? And you guys have still done a great job bringing in talent after talent. You lose great players, and you still truck along, but it really does start from the top.
It always starts with the tops. First of all, the Chicago Cubs are an incredible organization. I was at Wrigley about 3 weeks ago. Took a tour of Wrigley Field. Went, underneath, on top. I was in the broadcast booth where the legendary Harry Carey sat. I was out on the ivy, and I learned so much, and I really respect the Cubs. But, when you think about managing baseball teams, I had a great conversation with, Tony La Russa. He's won World Series with the American League and the National League, specifically, too, with the Cardinals in 06 and 11, and he's become a long-distance friend of mine. Nice. We have seen each other at the racetracks. We've seen each other down the ball field. We have mutual respect. And years ago, I was asking Tony about all the injuries. Oh, my gosh, we've lost this pitcher. We've lost this batter. And he looked at me and says, "Kenny, managers cannot think that way. We manage with what we have." So this morning, some of the fans were, bummed out about our Cardinals, and we're talking about our pitching this. And I said, "Listen, you look at Theo Epstein. The Cubs brought in Theo Epstein, then Theo hires your manager. So people sometimes get it backwards. They go, 'Oh, our manager's the reason.' Now hold on, no, the manager hired Theo. So it starts at the very, very top of all successful organizations."
It really does. And when we first talked, just as the season was kicking off, opening day, Cubs-Cardinals, and Dexter Fowler, one of our favorite players here in Chicago, and people still miss him to this day, even though the team has had some success. He is just that spark plug. He's kind of that intangible. From a Cardinal fan perspective, I think he's done well. You look at the stats, they look they look pretty good. You know, they're definitely Dexter Fowler stats. What are your thoughts? How is Cardinal Nation embracing him, and what's their thought on year one?
Absolutely love Dexter Fowler. He could fit in anywhere, any team in all of Major League Baseball. He's a fun spirit. He is just so happy all the time. Really, you know, loves what he's doing. You can tell he just loves baseball. It was funny. I had a great conversation with a Chicago Cubs fan that was sitting behind me. We were section 159, row 5, seat 11 and 12. Me and my wife had the when you all clinched.
Nice.
And there was a Cubs fan. Obviously, our stadium was 70% full of Cubs fans, and that's another story. But anyway, we were talking about winning in championships, and we had a great conversation. I said, now, the hardest thing that any baseball team goes through is as soon as you win a World Series, then the players think they're great. And then other teams give them a lot more money than what they would have normally got. And, you know, and then that's what happens with Dexter Fowler, right? You win the World Series, and all of a sudden, you know, it goes way back with us. You know, we lost Oscar Taveras, our right fielder, in a horrible crash where he died over in Puerto Rico or Dominican Republic, either one. But anyway, when we lost Oscar Taveras, that really messed our outfield up, and we needed an outfielder badly. And then, of course, the Cubs win the World Series, and, you know, Dexter's good, don't get me wrong. But the bottom line is keeping a team together is virtually impossible. You know, that's why I was really impressed with how long the San Francisco Giants stayed together. Now they have finally paid the ultimate price. They were literally last in their, you know, in their division this year. And now it takes teams to rebuild after they win, you know, World Series, because everybody just steals the players from your team.
You know, and it is the kind of thing that you mentioned, and that is one of the things that the Cardinals have done. You look at, right, the Giants, you know, winning three world championships with a lot of that same core, but ultimately it's going to get pulled apart because people are going to, you know, move off to free agency or get those deserved paydays they didn't have. You know, it's like Chris Bryant. You know, we've got him for a very low salary right now, and is he any different of player now this year that he's the, you know, he's the MVP than he was, you know, when he was a rookie? No, he's the same guy, but like you'd said, the public perception totally changes. But that's one of the things the Cardinals have been able to do is they retool. They lose Tony La Russa, they still go to the World Series. They lose Albert Pujols, they still just retool with other players. And I think that's that mindset that the Cardinals have always had and that has led to a lot of success that you guys have had. I don't think anybody should be worried about anything. In fact, you're the blueprint in a lot of times that that teams are following as far as how to do it with the farm system, build up, get that talent, get those players. You're going to lose them, but through that process of having them for a while, you're going to win some games and probably win some championships. I wanted to pivot a little bit to kind of the thing here. A baseball season, people talk about there's going to be streaks. You're going to win some games. You're going to lose some games. But in the end, and John Lackey said it too, the cream kind of rises to the top, and you're going to be whoever you're going to be. And as we get to Dover and you look at that racetrack and you've got Jimmy Johnson there, who is only in seventh place, you know, of course, Martin Truex Jr. has been leading this entire time. He's almost been anointed as this is going to be his year. But you've got over the course of an entire season, the cream is going to rise to the top. And oftentimes at the end of a season for Monster Energy Cup, Jimmy Johnson's there more times than most people looking for that eighth championships. What do you think is going to happen? Is this going to be that kind of, I'm thinking this may be that race. I wanted to get your thoughts. Is he going to start making that move?
Well, we're going to hold that here because of Northwestern football. We're running a little bit behind, and we want to get Kenny Wallace's thoughts on all of those things. So that will be as soon as we get done with the program, we'll head up to the studio and we'll post that to WGNradio.com for Kenny's thoughts on breaking down Dover, Jimmy Johnson, and all that. So stay tuned for that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Brian Grahams. He's the star of History Channel's new show, Volo, House of Cars. So stay tuned for that. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
We know Jimmy Johnson is a seven-time champion, so we know he knows how to drive the race car. So that's out of the question. We know how talented he is. But, you know, can the team keep that pace up? You know, when you look at baseball, you know, take, for example, the Cubs. Can they keep their core players together, you know, for 8 years? Well, absolutely not. It's impossible. So what Jimmy Johnson has done is he's kept – you know, his crew chief, Chad Canales, and then the car manager. So there's three of them that they've kept together, and those three have been able to win these championships. And I believe that's the reason he's got the longevity of, you know, winning so many championships in a row. So when we go to Dover this weekend, you know, Sunday is the big race. This is the house that Jimmy Johnson built. I mean, he's won 12 races there. That is unheard of. I mean, nobody has won any more than Jimmy there. So, you know, it's not going to surprise me if you get halfway through the race and all of a sudden Jimmy Johnson's leading the race, and then all of a sudden he's a favorite for the championship.
Yeah, it'll be exciting. So many fans built into it. So many fans are kind of waiting for him to emerge. They've accepted the fact that there's this whole kind of Jimmy missing in action period sometimes in the middle of these seasons. And it brings you up to you think about the success of Hendricks and kind of a change of philosophies there. You've got guys like, you know, Casey Kane is going to be racing for somebody else. You've got Dale Jr. stepping down. And you've got some of these younger drivers that are going to get in there, which is kind of a complete switch over the philosophy that Rick Hendricks used to do. He said he didn't train drivers, you know, he just bought them, and now he's kind of switching on that as well.
Well, I think that we are in that era of life. You know, we can go 15 years. I mean, you take example Jeff Gordon. There is no doubt in my mind that Jeff Gordon was single-handedly the person that made Hendrick so great. Now, don't get me wrong. Rick Hendrick has got a great race team, and they won a lot of races before Jeff Gordon. We all know that. But what I'm saying is when you pair a great God-gifted driver like Jeff Gordon with Hendrick, then you get what everybody saw all those years. So together they made Hendrick Motorsport just, you know, one of the greatest race teams in the history of NASCAR. And basically it is. If you look at all the stats right now, Hendrick is the greatest team. So it is fun, you know, to see Rick Hendrick try to keep it going. You know, remember Jeff Gordon was the one that said, hey, let's go get Jimmy Johnson. And lo and behold, Jimmy Johnson carries on the tradition. And then they went and got, you know, Dale Earnhardt Jr. And now they've got two drivers in Chase Elliott, who is 21 years old. And now next year they're going to get William Byron, who is like 19 or 20. So, you know, when you look way back, Rick Hendrick did take a chance on Jeff Gordon. Jeff Gordon was like 19, 20 years old. So it truly is history repeating itself. You know, are they going to be able to get the next Jeff Gordon? Man, I don't know. That's a tough one to follow.
Yeah, and even is there one out there? Who knows? You know, the way that kind of the parity is going on, we've had so many different drivers succeed and win throughout the course of the season, and just the way that NASCAR is building up the stages in the racing, it kind of lends itself to having a lot of people have each different pieces of success throughout the season. You bring up Jeff Gordon and absolutely one of the all-time greats, and you never know what life is going to take as far as those kind of twists and turns in a career. And I, you know, I read something, I saw maybe a tweet or some social media where he was out at a Formula One race and he had mentioned how he had almost gone to race in Formula One as opposed to stock car racing. You never know what would have happened with that. When it comes to multiple styles of racing, and racing fans love racing of all kinds, and you've got guys like Tony Stewart, who's been, you know, open wheel racer in a, you know, a really successful dirt track racer, and you've got yourself, who's raced in a number of different series and still loving that dirt track racing. For those people that love, you know, Kenny Wallace on Fox for the, you know, NASCAR on Fox broadcast, and of course all of the stock car racing that you have done and your family has done over the years, describe a little bit about, for those people, the uninitiated, right, what is it about dirt track racing that you love and you do to this day?
Well, you brought it up. Jeff Gordon started on dirt. You look at Tony Stewart, he started on dirt. Jimmy Johnson, our seven-time champion, started with off-road trucks on dirt. I can go on and on. Casey Kane, Clint Bowyer. And I wanted to run dirt, and people want to go back because, you know, that's the grassroots of all of auto racing. Here, let me put it this way, okay? Chris Bryant with the Chicago Cubs did not just show up at Wrigley. He didn't do that. He started somewhere else, and then he showed up. And that's the same way NASCAR drivers are. You just don't show up at NASCAR. You got to come from somewhere. And right now, like 90-something percent of these drivers come from local dirt tracks. I mean, Kankakee, Illinois, just south of y'all a little bit. That's a great little dirt track. It's gone now, but LaSalle used to run on every Friday nights. And, you know, that is a great racetrack. So all the great race car drivers, all the great ball players, They all come from somewhere, and it's either a high school, a local dirt track, and that's what keeps everybody going back to these little bull rings, is because that's where it all started. And people like to get back to the something that makes them feel good, and there's not a lot of pressure on dirt racing. You can well, right now I'm in the middle of three in a row. We run Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. So it's just it's a lot of fun. It's very, very competitive. You know, the NASCAR drivers just don't go back to these little dirt tracks and win. I'll leave you with that subject, something that Dale Sr. taught me. He said, Kenny, there are thousands of great race car drivers all around the United States. Not everybody can make it to NASCAR. And when I run these dirt tracks, my gosh, there are some really good drivers that just, for one reason or another, never made it to NASCAR.
And let's talk the last and final thing, and this is going to happen, of course. We're on here Saturday, WGN Radio 720, and our home track, Chicagoland Speedway, Route 66, down there in Joliet. And the Kenny Wallace Dirt Track Experience is going to be there tomorrow, this Sunday. So that's one of the things people love about racing, certainly the action, the personalities, but the access, right? So talk a little bit about, if you can, or share how people can get involved, get to do some of those great things that you talked about, and do them with you.
Yeah, if you want to experience what it's like to get on a dirt track, and the key word is experience, we're not going to teach you how to be a race car driver. You do not have to go at a high rate of speed. All you do is go to dirtracewithkenny.com. Once again, it's just dirtracewithkenny.com. Our schedule is constantly changing, you know, suitable for the weather. Once again, we're racing on raw dirt. And there's thousands of these dirt tracks throughout the United States. So pick yourself out a racetrack. And you just mentioned Joliet, you know, about 45 minutes outside of the city of Chicago. And this is our third year. It's quite a fun experience. And you can drive three different categories of type cars. You can drive a late model, a modified, or even a dirt wing sprint car. So it's a lot of fun. It's been going good. And it just... it's for the fans in the stands that go, what's it like to be down there doing that? And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I got to tell you, in January, I'm going to Jupiter, Florida to do the fantasy camp with the St. Louis Cardinals. So
Nice.
It's all kind of the same thing, you know?
That is absolutely awesome, right? You get out there, you can live your passion, whatever that is, even if it's enjoying the baseball of the St. Louis Cardinals. And now there's an opportunity tomorrow at Route 66. You can see Kenny on Fox, of course, for the NASCAR Monster Energy Cup, and you can see him at the Cardinals game. You can be with them tomorrow over at Route 66, and you can go ahead and do some dirt racing and get in there up close and personal. So, Kenny, before we let you go, give your social media out so people can follow. You are prolific. You are a fan favorite, not only on the track, but also in all the things that you say and do on social media.
Well, we got Twitter and Instagram. So just for my Twitter is Kenny_Wallace. And then same thing pretty much on Instagram, just Kenny Wallace. And check us out. We're just having fun. That's all there is to it. Just posting, you know, what's going on at the races. And I've got a beautiful grandbaby. And, you know, we just simply have fun. We try, every once in a while we get wrapped up in this busy world, but most of my stuff is fun and what I'm up to, and always have pictures.
We love what you do, and of course, thanks for letting the fans get that little kind of view into the lifestyle and enjoying some of that fun along with you, along with all of the fast as they do. Kenny Wallace, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on WGN today.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks a lot.